Blog Talk Radio.
Brethren, I pray you sing to the Lord a new song. Sing praise in the assembly of the righteous. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praise of God be on the mouths of the saints and a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the demonic nations and punishment on those peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them this written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing to him a new song.
Everybody talking past life, in and out of that jailhouse. Street running, I'd have done that. I'd have chose something different. I just want something different. Anybody feel me? Yeah, yeah. One thing that I do know, conscience never blind, oh. Born raised out Ohio, beat it down like a high note. Like what it mean when it say high note? Your guess is better than mine, though. We tribal, bless no food. I have something that they don't know. I'm just trying to bring the light in. Give them something that is priceless. Show them what is being righteous. A lot of people ain't gonna like this. Some of y'all gonna despise it. If you have problems, I have solutions. If you have questions, I'm here to help you. It's getting real, y'all. It's getting real out here. It's getting real, y'all. It's getting real, real. If you have problems, I have solutions. Can I be honest in just a minute? Why y'all acting like you don't meet us? Why y'all claiming all these fake religions? When God sent a nation against all nations, Israel always kept the precepts. Jesus never kept the precepts. 2 Ezra 3:33. 2 Ezra 3:36. Light it up like a pyro. Why they looking so surprised though? Like they ain't even in the Bible. But you don't even read your Bible. Isaiah 34:2. But pastor never even showed you. This word I have, I'm going crazy. Like listen to what I'm saying. That's not what it's really meaning. Man, I wish I had a dime for every time I heard a Christian say the same line. Man, I ain't lying. If you have problems, I have solutions. If you have questions, I'm here to help you. It's getting real, y'all. It's getting real out here. It's getting real, y'all. It's getting real, real, real. If you have problems, I have solutions. If you need help, then I'm here to heal you. It's getting real, y'all. It's getting real out here. It's getting real, y'all. It's getting real, real, real.
Everybody got their own way. Do their own thing. Not a serving God, but they know him. How is it that you got understanding when you not keeping that one commandment? You don't even keep the Sabbath day. You don't even keep the holy days. Nah, I know. You can be honest, you can be honest. Gonna be honest, gonna be honest. That ain't enough. Nah, that ain't enough. I'ma have to make a phone call to prophets. They gon' have to show up, make you stop it now.
All right, all right. Welcome, 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 everybody, to another episode of Waking Up Radio. I'm your host, Micah Israel, and today's show is, like always, an open topic. However, man, I got some heavy stuff going on with me, y'all. This is kind of the day after my anniversary. I had a heart attack. It rocked my little world, and here I am, man. I'm doing a show today, 1 week after my heart attack, right? It just happened last week, you know, last Wednesday, all right? So, yeah, that happened, and if there is any subject that I want to have on the show today, I definitely want to dive in on the old covenant and new covenant, man. In the state of my mindset right now, I'm just like, we're arguing over the old and new covenant right now. And I'm like, I feel even more confused, man. You know what I'm saying? But, man, don't get me wrong, man. I understand that they got good points. But I'm hoping, man. I'm hoping that a certain brother call in. He's for the new covenant being right now. And I'm hoping that he'll give me a call in and he can lay the bombshell that would change my understanding on it. Just give me enlightenment, you know what I'm saying, regarding that type of subject. So that's what I'm hoping for. But before he calls in, he hasn't called in yet, so I don't know. He might not even show, man. So, but anyway, I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone line for Brother Ronald, I believe, 817. All right, Brother Ronald, that's you?
Yes, hello.
All right. Shalom, brother. How you doing, man?
Good.
How we doing?
Good. I'm good. Thanks, man.
Sir, man.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. I'm all right. I went in 4 o'clock in the morning, Wednesday morning, man. And I had the surgery. They went in through my wrist. And they had a blockage, a block artery. And they unblocked it for me. And I got out the next day. They released me from the hospital the next very day.
Oh, that's good.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All praise is that, man. So I've just kind of been meditating, taking it easy, keeping an eye on my blood pressure. You know what I'm saying? And trying to see what's happening, okay? What my body's trying to tell me. Yeah. So I don't know what tomorrow gonna bring, bro. And when I looked up just to kill time, you know, I'm sitting at the house, right, recovering. I look on Facebook and social media, and our brothers are arguing, man, over the old and new covenant. And man, I gotta say, man, I'm definitely we're still under the old covenant mindset. And if I'm wrong about that, brother, I want to repent and just thank the Most High for me learning something, you know, enlightenment, you feel me? But yet, I'm yet to get that, man. I'm yet to get it. So I was hoping that a certain brother that was on social media, that he'll call in and give me his understanding, you feel me? And I'm hoping he can lay down a bombshell, man. But, you know, it is what it is, man. Either which way you look at it, you got to be flexible with the new covenant. Either which way you look at it. Because not everybody know God. And in the new covenant, everybody's supposed to know God. In the new covenant, there's not supposed to be a teacher. Well, we got teachers. I need to be taught if we're in the new covenant. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We don't need grace in the new covenant because there is no sin in the new covenant. You know what I'm saying? Not for Israel. There ain't no sin in Israel in the new covenant. Because remember, he did something with our hearts, remember? Circumcised them, and our second nature is to do what's right in the new covenant. We're going to be ruling with Christ. We ain't going to be sinning still. What else? What else is there? Is Esau going to be ruling in the world in the new covenant? Well, we read in Isaiah 63 that a lot of Esau is going to die. So they're going to die in the new covenant. Dog it, man. I got so many points of views on that, man. I just want them to just come on, man. Let's get together. Let's sit down and talk. Where's we going wrong, man? Do we sound too humble? I mean, do we sound like we're full of pride when we be saying we still under old covenant? And that makes them even more not want to. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm confused, bro. I'm confused on the on why, man. Why? You know what I'm saying? Why? Why we can't see eye to eye? Can you help me out with that, Brother Ronald?
A lot of people just don't know. They we're not in all covenant, man. All covenant is done. All covenant is
have been done away with.
You said the old covenant have been done away with.
Yeah, we're not under the old covenant anymore. Because in old covenant they sacrifice with bulls and goats.
Okay, that's the same thing he said, but I just wanted him to elaborate. Okay, so you kind of got the same under. Well, Brother Ronald, help me with this, Brother Ronald. Help me with this. I'm confused. So tell me how you see it, brother.
I think we're in a new covenant, but we're not all the way in it, though.
Okay, gotcha.
I think you had a scripture on that. We're not all the way in the new covenant.
Okay, one of my favorite ones would be the 10 virgins, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like we engaged to Christ, but he haven't came back yet. So he haven't, you know, consummated the marriage. You feel me? We're just waiting with our oil in our lamp. You know?
Yeah.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was trying to use that to explain, you know what I'm saying, where we at with it. You know what I'm saying? If we're in the new covenant, then that's the answer then. We're just like spiritually in it, but not physically in it. Physically, we're still under the old then. Right? Unless you feel like we're not under the curses anymore. Because the curses are under that old covenant. That's Deuteronomy. Right?
Yeah. We still under some curses, I believe. So we got the...
Okay. I'm listening.
I'm saying we got the... finish out our punishment, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta finish it out. Finish it out under the old.
Yeah.
So everybody can be in the new except us then, huh?
Huh?
But, I mean, you said we forgot to finish out under the old covenant?
What they say in Jeremiah, I want to make a new covenant with them. What's that?
Uh-huh. In that day?
Jeremiah what?
Yeah. 31.
Jeremiah what?
31?
Yeah, 31. Yes, it says, behold, the day is coming, says the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. So,
that's a real good one, too.
Huh?
I said, that's a real good one. Jeremiah, the one he did. Because, see, it's all saying it all throughout the Bible.
Yeah. You remember even when it says in Matthew? Matthew chapter 22. I think Matthew 26, 29. Yeah, you got that?
Okay, you want to go to finish out the Jeremiah 31?
Yeah, we can.
I thought you was gonna finish that one out, and then go to.
I just read that one verse. What do you say? He's gonna make a
new covenant. Behold, the days come. Right. Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Right. That's the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
So we know both sticks not together. They're not gonna be together until Christ come back. You remember you said you gonna make both sticks one?
All right, but in the new covenant they are together, right?
In the new covenant? Not all the way.
In the new covenant, come on. See that's what I'm talking about.
It's still some things that haven't been fulfilled yet. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
but it still haven't been fulfilled in such a degree that the North and South are not even together yet. Like it's like
if we was all together, brother, we wouldn't have all this confusion. So
I mean, I can say we're together, but we're scattered around the world. But at least we're together, going through the curses. But
go ahead. He got to bring us to one place, brother, because that's what's going to happen when he got there.
Yeah, but we don't even know who the Northern Kingdom really is, though, man.
Northern Kingdom is
who are they? Is they us? Are we the Northern Kingdom? You see what I'm saying?
We don't know. We don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Really don't know. You know what I'm saying? But we know. We know that we're the Southern Kingdom or Northern Kingdom. So we know that for a fact. So,
all right.
Yeah. But he got to come back, man. He got to come back and gather us to one place. You know what I'm saying? And that. See them. Let me take you.
Right.
You go to Matthew 26.
Okay, go to Matthew 26.
Yeah.
Matthew 26.
7,
all right.
9.
27 through 29. All right. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink, yea, all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not, but I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
You see what I'm saying?
Well,
it ain't fully came to pass yet. It's not gonna fully come to pass until he's drinking new with you in my Father's kingdom. That's what he said. But we in the New Testament. We are in the New Testament. But we're not all the way in it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So how do you know we're in the new?
It says it right
here.
Because
of what we just read?
Yeah. It says,
okay, because our testator have given up our Messiah, did that for shed his blood, that means we're in the new covenant. Man.
Yeah, read it again. Read it again. Start at 26.
Okay, read it again. Okay. All right. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
Yeah, it's got to be done already.
But I'm looking at, while you looking at this, it's different from the way I'm looking at this. You see what I'm saying? So it's not, read this, I can read it again if you wanted me to, and still come up with the same thing. You see what I'm saying? I know Christ died for our sins. I don't have to keep, you can have me read it and read it. You know what I'm saying? I know that he's the one that's going to take up like Moses in the new covenant. I already know this. But he's also told us that in 70 AD, Israel will be surrounded and we're going to go across around the world. That's prophesied in the other prophets, saying that this will happen with Moses. He said it would happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got.
So that means by default, you gotta say that we will lose our identity in the new covenant. We are slaves in the new covenant. At least in the beginning of the new covenant, we're gonna be slaves in the new covenant till Christ returns. Then you gotta say, we're going to have to teach people about Christ in the new covenant until Christ returns. And then you got to say, everybody don't know God in the new covenant until Christ returns. And then you got to say Esau will be ruling the world until Christ comes in the new covenant. And then you got to say, you know what I'm saying? I can keep going on and on. You gotta say those things. But each one of those things are contradicting scripture when you say that.
No, now go to I'm gonna show you something real quick. Go to Isaiah chapter 2. This is going to happen when Christ comes back. You know what I'm saying?
If this is what comes back, then that's the new covenant. Then.
Yeah. Read. Started at the top.
The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
Read that
all
again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. See? So this ain't happened yet.
And it goes perfectly. It haven't happened yet. And it goes perfectly with what we're saying about the new covenant. Because in this time period, you ain't got to teach nobody about God.
No,
not
this time.
Not us. They are going to the mountain to learn directly from Christ.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
You ain't got everybody's going to know that Christ is on the earth. We ain't got to tell nobody nothing.
Yeah.
Okay? You feel me?
At this time.
You know?
Yeah.
But is that happening now?
No.
This is the future.
Yeah,
Christ.
This is the future. Yeah.
That's my point, bro. So what do we say until then? What do we say where we at with this until then? You see what I'm saying? Now, I understand by Christ shedding his blood, I know that the sacrificial, he takes that place of our sacrificial sacrifice. I totally get that. I totally get that. You see what I'm saying? I understand we got the Holy Spirit with us, and I understand we got grace with us, right? So we can go into a dark place, get on our knees, and we can pray to ask God to forgive us for our sins, and it will work, right?
Yeah.
I believe that, man. I believe that. Okay? Under the old covenant, you still have to sacrifice the animals, right? Christ took the place of the animal, man. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he also took the place of the judgmental laws.
Let's go to Hebrews 10. Exactly.
That means it's the hold. Before we do that, all I'm saying is that means. So what do we got left after Christ then did all that? Well, we still got our remnant of the laws left. You know what I'm saying? Once Christ get in there, we got a remnant left. We got our dietary still left. We, of course, got the juggernaut of all the laws, the moral laws. We still got that. And we got the ceremonial stuff. But Christ, really, he fulfills a lot of those ceremonials to a T. You know, we still can rehearse them until we can able to do it correctly, the right way, in our own land, with our own temple, with our own, you know what I'm saying, and all of that. We are owned, and, you know, until then, that grace is all over the ceremonial, you know what I'm saying? So I can dig it. I can dig it, man. I can dig it.
Yeah.
I can dig it, you know? So that's kind of like what's left, and that's the little bit of what we're saying. We're still on the old covenant that is dying, and it's but you let's go to Hebrews. You said 10, you say?
Yeah.
All right, Hebrews 10.
Start at the top.
Okay, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they have not ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers, once purged, should have no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sins thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Above when, he said, sacrifice and offerings and burnt offerings and offerings for sin, thou wouldest not, neither had its pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Okay?
Yeah. Can you read it?
Okay. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, right? By the which will we are sacrificed Shalakia is what you're supposed to say, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
By the which we will are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. All right.
See that? Before you do that, go to Hebrews chapter 8.
You said before I do what now?
Go to Hebrews chapter 8.
Okay. But before we go into the, because, man, I was hoping that you can lay some on me, man. But you just reminded me of how special Christ is. It's basically what you're doing. Okay. But the last verse 13, covenant, he hath made the first old, now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. What did that scripture says to you?
You say it really again?
Okay. In that he says a new covenant he has made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away.
He's talking about the old covenant. It's, you know what I'm saying?
And you're exactly right. He is. It's old and ready to vanish away.
Yeah.
You don't see nothing. You don't see that. You don't see what's odd about that.
Yeah.
What's odd about that?
I'm just saying we're not all the way in. We're not all the way in the new covenant yet. We are in the new covenant, but we're not all the way in there because it's still some things you have to do in order to make it fully come to pass.
But Christ have already died and resurrected, and the Holy Spirit had already came on everybody, and churches have already been started. And the writer of Hebrews is saying that the new covenant he had made, the first old, now that which decayeth and waxeth old, is ready to vanish away. It's ready to.
Yeah.
But it hasn't yet. The writer of Hebrews saying that it hasn't yet.
Yeah.
But it's ready. It's ready to do it. It just is not. It's not gone yet.
It's not gone yet.
So technically, the old covenant is still at play in Hebrews 8 right here.
Yeah. We're not sacrificing bulls and goats anymore. We're not doing that.
That's right. No sacrificing the bulls and goats for our sins. That's right. Christ is here. We know that.
Yeah.
We know that he died for the ones under the old covenant. But
he took away some of the judgment too.
That's right. And forever and ever, he's going to be our lamb for us. Just like what we were doing under the old covenant. We are still Israel, and God's commandments still stand. And Christ came in, and he said, you know what? This sacrificial animal, this system y'all got here, I'm going to take that place. So we're still under the old, and Christ came up under it with us. And he said, you know what? I'm going to take the place of your sacrifices. That part right there, I got that. And I'm also going to get this judgment also. And I'm going to be over y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be over y'all ceremonials, all right? But that dietary and the morals, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to live y'all life right, right? And he gave us the Holy Spirit and grace, and he tells us that he is going to be the mediator of the new. But he beats up under us now, protecting us from all these, you know, wiping away our sins that we're committing under the old. He said that in the new, there is no sin. He's going to circumcise our hearts and all of that. So
you know,
that's when he come back. So right now, we got this old covenant still on us, but it's brutally damaged because Christ just literally took lots of pieces of it. So we just got this remnant of this old covenant that's on us right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's our sacrificial lamb of it, right? still got our morals, and we still be messing up, and we be sinning. You know what I'm saying? But in the new, we won't still be messing up and sinning. Our second nature will be doing everything that's right. You don't see it like that, brother?
Yeah, and when Christ comes back, we're not gonna be sinning.
Right, that's the new covenant, brother.
Yeah, that's so we're not all the way in the new covenant. We are in some of it, but we're not all the way in. So you just gotta look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? There's still some
right,
stuff
right,
to be,
right.
Still,
but
it's still some stuff
I
gotta
just
be
had
fulfilled.
A heart attack last week. I just had a man. I really want to get this part understood. Get it down. I really want to get this part down, man. Because you
that's
know
you
I'm
gotta,
not. I'm not
gotta,
trying. To... Yeah, go ahead.
It's
go
easy.
Ahead,
that's all you got to do is understand that everything is not fulfilled yet. You know what I'm saying? And it's stuff that still got to be fulfilled to make everything to come to pass in the new covenant. That's why you said it's getting ready. The old covenant is getting ready to wax. It's getting ready to be done away with. So we all, you know what I'm saying? We still technically in some of the old covenant still in some of the old covenant laws. You know what I'm saying? But it's getting ready to be done away with. You know what I'm saying? When Christ come back, we're gonna be all the way in the new covenant. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So yeah. So,
and
so
all
we just gotta
those
understand
laws
that,
are gonna be written in our heart. Right. And when it's written all in our hearts or our circumcised hearts, however you wanna put it, we're gonna do right. You know? The thought of doing wrong won't even be in our minds.
Well, the laws,
you see what I'm saying?
The laws are written in our hearts right now through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit.
Okay.
You know, yeah, the Holy Spirit writes the laws in our hearts. This law that we have through Christ is spiritual. See what I'm saying? That's why I say it's for the letter killer, but the Spirit gives life.
Okay. And so, if it's in your heart, and you still sin, so that means, what does that mean?
We're still gonna sin, but when Christ comes back, we're not gonna sin at all because we're gonna have this glorified body. See, right
are
now
if it's in your heart, are you like even in the spiritual realm of your body? You're breaking God's commandment, not just the physical, but the spiritual. Part of it, you're just breaking God's commandments, even like that too, as well.
Yeah, you got to go to Romans chapter 7 and tell you what Paul was about. He was battling with the spirit and the flesh when he said that he sees another law in his members.
Well,
Romans
yeah,
chapter 7,
that's dealing with that. But he
yeah,
said
so,
in his heart, all right, I'm going to say it like this. To the Jews, they always talked about this wicked heart that we all got, right? This stony heart that we received for inheritance from Adam, right? And in the prophets in the Old Testament, they said that when a new covenant comes, He's going to replace our stony heart with a heart of flesh. You know what I'm saying? So that what's inside of us, he's going to replace it in the day that he brings us together and we're going under the rod, right? But Paul speaks about we already have it in our hearts right now, right? Spiritually, right? So that means like spiritually, once we invite Christ in, spiritually we're living our lives like we are brand new. You know what I'm saying? And it's our flesh that sins, but spiritually we're you know, we haven't sinned or something like that? I don't know. Maybe you can help me out. I'm lacking in Paul's teaching, man. I'm lacking in it. It gets to where it's kind of hard for me to digest, man, you know. But when you read Jeremiah, it really goes in order. Where we're cast around the world. We got grace on us and stuff, you know, and he's going to take us from where we are, bring us in the wilderness, give us a new heart. Some of us going to die because we're going to be just, you know, wicked and corrupt, not wanting to do right. And then he's going to, the remnant of us, he's going to put us in the land and we're going to reign with Christ, right? In the new covenant. And just like we read earlier, people are going to be like, let's go ahead and worship at the mountain, you know? All right. So, bam, you got that. It's 1, 2, 3. It's totally in order, in sync with the rest of the Bible. But it's like what we're talking about now is spiritually, we already there. Spiritually, we're already saved. Spiritually, we're already got the laws on us. Spiritually, we already in our new bodies or something?
No, we're not in our new bodies.
Okay.
We're still in immortal bodies.
We're taking it too far. Okay.
Yeah, we're still in immortal.
But spiritually, we got the laws written. Because I keep the laws on my mind every day. I don't wear fringes every day because of the spiritual aspect of it, you know? My ancestors needed something on their garments to remind them to keep God's commandments. You know what I'm saying? But me, I got it on my mind to keep God's commandments. And the ones that's come to me like that is my morals and my dietary. You feel me? Right?
Yeah.
The ceremonial, that may vary because I know I'm not doing things correctly, you know, the correct way of doing things, you know, but I still kind of, you know, have it at my home, you know. My body's my temple type of thing, you know? So it's not like I'm roasting lamb and stuff like that and maybe a turkey, you know what I'm saying? But I know Christ is all in the that part of the law, man, the ceremonial parts of the law, man. You know what I mean? He got the grace all over that too as well, just like he did sacrifices and judgment. So... that's that, right? But as far as the dietary and the morals, man, you know, that's what's left. You know, that's what's left.
Yeah.
Right?
What'd you say it again?
Right. That's what's left out of the law, the dietary and the morals. Anything else, we're rehearsing, like as far as the ceremonial, you know, we're rehearsing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's what's up, man, that's what's up. And, that's where I'm at, Brother Ronald, and hopefully I'm sincere coming to you, brother, because... hey, man, that's what's on my mind, what I kind of want to talk about, man, because I had my brush with death just last week, bro. You know, that's coming close to death right there. A heart attack, man.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, man. And I'm just keeping it 100 with you that I, you know, man, thinking about the Most High, thinking about Christ and how they got me. And I believe everything they said, you know. I'm going to enter the world not fully understanding the Bible, not fully understanding it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I was going to die, man, not fully understanding it.
Yeah.
I say that only because man, I'm hearing these brothers are still arguing over this very subject. And a lot of them are saying what you're saying. And a lot of them are hearing what we're saying on this side. But they like, you're saying it wrong or something. Or, you know, they don't believe in keeping these laws like that. Okay? You know, that's done away with. We can eat what we want. You know?
No, he can't do that. Yeah.
Yeah, because Christ covered it all.
Yeah. Yeah, we know we can't. We know we got to have,
instead
got,
of saying, yeah, there's this left. You know, you hear what I was saying? I was saying that this, we still got this left. They saying, no, we don't still got that left. You know, he did it all. He covered all of it. You see?
No, we still got to keep
doctrine alive. And we're in you right now. Hmm?
No, we're not all the way in it. We got to stop making things difficult, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we know that we can't keep all the laws 100 through our own strength. So the Holy Spirit is gonna help us keep. He gonna help us to keep the laws. You know what I'm saying? We can't do it through our own strength. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can.
No, yeah, for sure, man.
So we need the Spirit. We need the Spirit in order to keep it. You know, in order to, you know, finish the work. We got to have the Spirit, man. We got to have the Holy Spirit. That's a major part. That's a major part of the major.
And
part
how
of,
would you know you got the Holy Spirit, brother? How would you know?
That's something you got to know for yourself. It's inward, man. It's an inward thing. God works. He works within. To change you from within, because that's what about. That's what sin. Sin dwells inside of us.
Okay, so but let me just kind of play with that, man. I get to understand that a little better. If the Holy Spirit was in you, then you won't be doing a lot of things, right?
Exactly.
Like things that are bad, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, do you sin? I ain't going to ask you that. I'm going to assume. All right. Well,
we all sin.
I'm just saying. when you do sin, do you run away the Holy Spirit that's within you?
Let me show you what scripture is.
Okay.
Go to First John chapter 2.
I got the Holy Spirit in me then. If I believe that the Holy Spirit is wisdom and it's the Word, you know what I'm saying, along with the Son, I believe the Son can take away when I repent.
Yeah, that's something that you got to know for yourself. You got to know that. First John chapter 2.
Okay. You got to know it for yourself. Okay. Gotcha. 1 John chapter 2.
But you will know if you have it. You will know it. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't start reading it. Start at the top.
My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. Yea, break God's commandment not, right? And if any man break God's commandment, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. All right? And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
So you see that?
And
so
hereby... Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can stop right there. Yeah, yeah. So,
okay, hold on.
Go ahead.
This is 3, verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Okay? Okay?
So, I mean, I take what's being said here as if you got this covenant, the old covenant. The new has not begun yet, all right? The mediator of the new has came up under the old covenant with us, right? And he replaced that sacrificial system. He starts standing right there. So all we can do, we ain't got to go to the old church to do it. We can do it in our own house and believe that he can do those things. He can forgive us for our sins, and they will be white. We will be like brand new. We repent for the bad things we did, and he got it covered, right? Repentance of sin.
Yeah.
He's our sacrifice. In order to be our sacrifice, there's got to be a sacrifice system. That means he came up under the old one.
But he's done away with. He done away with that. He done away with that, though. He done away with the sacrifice.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not. We don't do that anymore.
So no, that, we don't, because we lost our identity and we got scattered across the world. Right.
So God. So God. God lives by his. Let me show you some, brother.
All I'm saying is that those commandments, as what 1 John chapter 2 is saying, a person that says they know and not his commandments is a liar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And those commandments are found under the old covenant.
Right.
A covenant.
The new covenant.
There is no
got commandments
sin.
Too.
There is no sin.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right quick. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
2 Corinthians.
2 Corinthians chapter 3. Right? Okay.
Just read, start at the top and stop at 6.
Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of condemnation to you, or letters of commendation from you? They are our epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Right.
See that? Keep reading.
Yeah, that's all right. That kind of describes us right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Us scattered across the world, we like Gentiles coming into our understanding right now. And it's in our hearts, because we believe it, and we didn't have to be in our land to have this, or you know what I'm saying, the Jews of antiquity, to see those stones and, you know what I'm saying, be worshiping the God through those tablets of stones and all of that, or living by those stones or whatnot. I see what he's saying. I see what he's saying right here. Okay, 4. And such trust have we through Christ to God's word. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of death, yes, the letter killeth. All right. He's talking about animal sacrifice, right?
Okay. He said you got the letter killeth, but the Spirit give life. Those bulls,
right.
Those bulls and goats couldn't take away sin. That's why Christ had to come.
And we know this already, right?
Yeah.
All right. But he's teaching this to some people who didn't know, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious?
See, we are under the ministration of the Spirit now. We're not under Moses anymore. We're not under we're under Melchizedek right now. We're not under the biblical priesthood.
All right, pause for a minute. Is the curses under Christ, or is that Moses curses?
Moses.
Well, it's God curses. It's God curses, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or did Christ curse us to be scattered across the world?
Yeah, it was. You can say it was Christ. Because Christ, he was in the Old Testament. He was the God of the Israelites in the Old Testament. He was their God, the God of Israel. That was Christ.
Hey, I'm getting more confused, bro.
That's how you got to do it. Huh?
Let's go to that First John. I think we had read that First John earlier. It was red letter. What did we go to? Did we go to Matthew?
Matthew, yeah.
We just read
First John. First John chapter 2, verse 1. First John chapter, yeah.
Okay. All right. I wanted to say red letter. It might have been Matthew. Did we read Matthew 26, I think we went to?
Yeah, Matthew 26.
All right, and we read the communion, Jesus took bread. As they was eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "This is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink, yea, all of it. For this is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." All right? So apparently the kingdom that's coming is his Father's kingdom.
Well, no, the kingdom that's coming is Christ's kingdom.
Do you believe the text that we're reading? Matthew 26:29.
But the Father's kingdom ain't gonna be after the 1,000 years. After the 1,000 years is up, that's when the Father's kingdom is coming down.
Okay. So you're interpreting this as when he do come back, when Christ comes back, he would not be drinking any wine with us.
No, not until the Father's kingdom. Not until after the 1,000 years. When the Father, because in the Father's kingdom, we're gonna be spirits. It's not gonna be no more flesh.
Okay, so God of Israel is the Father or the Son?
The God of Israel is the Son. Yeah.
Okay, man. Okay, brother. All right.
You kind of get it. Come on, brother. Come on.
I hear you. Okay. You know what? Let's take a little break, man. Let's take a little break. I'm gonna choose a song for us to listen to right quick. All right. Let me put you on hold right quick. All right. Let's take a break, y'all. Let's take a little break. I got to get my mind right, y'all. All right, here we go.
Submit to your way. Ancient the day. We give you praise. Your holy day. Submit to your way.
All right, y'all. Thank you. Welcome back to the other side, y'all. Let me go and open up Brother Ronald's mic right here. Excuse me, y'all. I'm a little short of breath. I had a heart attack just last week, y'all. Doing a little bit better. I'll definitely meditate and get my mind right, man. I just want to kind of put it out there where I'm at, y'all. As you can see, I'm having some trouble understanding. Y'all pray for me. That's hearing me out there. Pray for me, man. I'm seeking his face, man. Wherever that light goes, I'm going, you know. That's the case. It's saying that we're in a new covenant right now. Then, dog it, we're in a new covenant right now. But we, you know, we have... Man, I'll say it. If that's the case, I'll say it. I'll humble what I think I know, and I'll just go along, even though I don't understand. And, you know, I don't mean no harm or confuse nobody else, y'all, but this is where I'm at with it. Okay, brother, what scripture you want to go hit on right quick?
Hebrews chapter 7. It started 11.
Okay, let's go to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 11. Okay, all right, and... If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron. For the priesthood being changed.
You understand that? Really?
Yeah, they're saying why... It's saying if the Levitical priesthood was established by the law, then why would we need a priesthood under the order of Melchizedek? How come he's not a Levite? You know what I'm saying? That's what basically this is saying. Melchizedek is the law and the priesthood together in one.
Okay.
So he's bringing it back to when it was just one person at it all, right? The kingship and the priesthood together. So he's like, why not be called after the order of Aaron? How come he couldn't be called a Levite? You know what I mean? Because he's our priest. How come he couldn't be called a Levite? Why he got to be called our king as well, you know? All right, here's 12. Well, the priesthood being changed, there is made a necessity, a change also to the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which the tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, power of an endless life. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Read that again. 16. Under Aaron, the priesthood under the carnal commandments was just temporary. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's saying right there. Read that again.
Who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, right, but after the power of an endless life. So he's not, he didn't come in here as a commandment from Judah to be over here being a priest, you know what I'm saying, or a carnal commandment as he be a Levite. He come from an endless power. But after the power of an endless life. He's Judah, but with the power of an endless life, right? Am I, that's the same way you looking at this, or what?
Yeah.
So it's not, Moses spake nothing about Judah being a priest, right?
Exactly.
So he didn't come in that order of being a Levite, you know what I'm saying? Or that carnal commandment being that only priests should be by the altar. He's coming from an endless power of an endless life. Okay. For he testifies, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Right? That's king because he's from Judah. And the priest together. That's what gives him permission with that power of endless life to be behind the altar. I totally get that. If you're trying to point out something to me, I'm missing it, brother. You want me to keep reading?
Keep reading.
For he testifies, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a this annulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. And insomuch as not without an oath he was made priest. Priests were made without an oath, but this was an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests. Because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, have an unchangeable priesthood. For he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Being he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Can I pause right there, brother?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Let me read 25 again real slow. Wherefore, he is able also to save them, the priests themselves, to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Right? So he's saving even, he's more pure and mighty to save even them, all right, and intercede on their behalf to God, right? They're able to come to God by him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I only said that. And I'm really kind of hitting on a point on something you said earlier, but that's all good. I'll keep it going. Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. What do you think? For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, for first for his own sins, and then for the people. For this he did once when he offered up himself. For the law makes men high priests. All right, 27. Who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, for first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore.
Yeah. See, that's a difference. That's a difference right there, brother. We got a better covenant than they had in the Old Testament, because all their sacrifices, it could never take away sin. All the stuff they were doing.
How many covenants are there, brother?
Huh?
How many covenants are there? How many covenants are there?
It's just two, old and new.
Okay, gotcha.
That's it. Yeah. He did it one time. He offered up himself one time for sin. He ain't gonna do it again. He did it one time. You know what I'm saying? So we're able to have fellowship with God through Christ now, because of what He did. He got back the tree of life for us. Adam and Eve messed it up for us, for everybody. But Christ undid what Adam and Eve couldn't do. You know, He died for the sins of the world, but we went down our sins.
Right on, man.
Right on.
I hear you, brother. I hear you, man. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead.
I don't know, man.
You gave me a lot to think about, man. I'm gonna just meditate, bro.
Yeah, I'm
gonna just meditate on it, man.
Don't be praying.
We got another show popping up tomorrow, man. Same time,
okay.
Around 7 p.m. I'm gonna have, hopefully my uncle can join us. We're gonna call him Brother Anderson. It's my uncle, right? He'll join us on here. He's probably going to be his own testimony and his path that he went down and learning the things he learned and all of that stuff, probably dealing a lot with Islam and stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
You know, it's just his own story, you know. And I definitely want to let them know a little bit about where we at. So going over the curses, because do we believe we're still under the curses, Brother Ronald?
Yeah, I believe we are.
The curses of Deuteronomy?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
if we went under these curses, we would be in servitude. We'd be on top. We still the head. We not the tail. I mean, we not the tail. We not the head. The nations are the head. So we know they haven't been fulfilled yet. So only Christ can make us the head. Only He can do that. You know what I'm saying? Only He can take down the nation. But we could be back on top. So that's why He got to come back. You know what I'm saying?
when we can be back on top. That's the only way it's going to happen. Yeah. See?
Mm.
So we got to be safe. We got to be safe from we got to be safe from servitude, from slavery. But we've been saved from sin already, because he died for us spiritually. So we've been saved from that. But we got to be saved from this slavery, serving these nations. The main thing we got to be saved from. Huh?
Oh, right on. I got a question for you, Brother Ron. Heavenly Father, man, his commandments, that's at the top of the food chain, right? That's God right there, and that's his will, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So let's look at the bottom. Children. Who's over children? That'll be the wife, your wife. That'll be their mother, right? Who's over the mother will be the husband, right?
Yeah.
And who's over the husband? It would be Christ.
Yeah.
Right? Because we just read that Levitical priesthood is no more. You know, Christ takes all that spot right there.
Yeah.
Right? And he's our advocate. And through him, we can come to the Father, which is the very top. So his commandments, the Father's commandments, rain down on us. And Christ is like an umbrella, right? And if we repent for our sin, it's like we're not getting wet, you know what I'm saying? Because we can be made brand new.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. So in the new covenant, I ain't going to say need Christ. But we don't need grace in the new covenant, because we be already Christ-like.
We do need grace. Yeah, we need grace.
In the new covenant, we need grace. But we're not even sinning. We're not sinning. We need grace from, brother?
From sin.
He said, we in our glorified bodies. What do we need grace in our glorified bodies for?
What did Romans 6:1 say? Romans 6:1. That's the New Testament.
Okay, let's go to Romans 6:1.
Yeah, read that. This is a good one for you to read right here.
Say then, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Okay, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ, Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ we raise up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also shall walk in newness of life. And you're saying that to say what now?
You see that newness of life?
Yes.
The old man is sin, the sin nature. See, when Christ died, we died with him. He took on our old sin nature. Be dead.
Yeah, we die daily, right?
Yeah, our old sin nature died with him on the cross.
New covenant, when we got our glorified bodies, is that old man still with us?
Yeah, the old man is still with us. Listen to me right quick.
In our glorified bodies?
Listen to this right quick. Listen right quick. We're not gonna receive our new blood for our bodies. We got to die first. We all have to taste that first death because of Adam. Remember when Adam and Eve sinned?
Well, that's my question, brother. That's my question. When Christ comes back, are we gonna need grace? Meaning, are we gonna still be sinning and need forgiveness when Christ comes back?
No, because
we don't need grace.
Our bodies then.
So we don't need. So we don't need grace then, right?
No, we're going to have our glorified bodies then when Christ come back.
Right, right. And in our glorified bodies, we won't be still knocking these women down and being adulterers,
right.
And or,
yeah.
You know, backsliding,
yeah.
Or anything like,
yeah.
That, right? We're
exactly.
Not going to do it,
exactly.
No more. We're going to be 100 no. Good people, and therefore we don't need grace at that time. Not
no,
no more,
because
we in our glorified body.
Yeah,
quick
we're
to
gonna,
do
we're
good
have,
all the time.
We're going to have everything. We're going to be like Christ. We're going to be everything like him. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, right. There you go. There you go. All right. Okay, I think we're getting somewhere. Okay. All right. Now, in that day, we're going to be just like Christ in a lot of ways, right? We're going to be righteous and upright, quick to do good, and perfect like Christ, right? And our glorified bodies, we're not going to be, you know, reigning with Christ and committing murders and raping people and stuff. We're going to be righteous in everything we do. Even our very thoughts are going to be righteous. You know what I'm saying? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Bet. Now, grace. Now, what is grace? Grace is that when we do slip up and do something wrong, grace covers us, that we can repent,
yeah.
And be made back brand new.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, right. We don't need that when we're in our holy bodies. We don't need
exactly.
That no more, because we ain't gonna ever do anything wrong again. When we reign in with Christ, right? So grace is a grace period. Now until Christ returns is our grace period.
There you
right?
Go. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. 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 Gotcha. All right. So
can you, now,
my whole
now,
point
stop,
is yeah, I'm trying to lay my plane. Let me land this plane. I'm trying to. Okay.
Go ahead, Lane.
We're in a time period where the new covenant says we're going to be perfect, right? And everybody on the planet going to know God. Everybody on the planet, you ain't got to teach nobody nothing about God in the new covenant. Ain't that what it says?
Yeah. That's when we're going to be
okay.
All the way in.
Okay,
we're not all the way there yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm gonna just meditate. I'm gonna meditate. I'm gonna shut up and meditate, bro.
Before you do that, go to Philippians 3:21. I want you to read that.
3:21.
Now this is gonna happen when Christ come back. What you can read right now.
Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself?
Yeah. So,
all right.
So we still live in this mortal body, this mortal flesh. We still live in it. We're battling against the flesh and the spirit. So we're trying to overcome. That's why he said those that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. So we're trying to overcome this fleshly body in order to get that glorious body, that glorified body. We got the...
Right on.
We got the endure temptation. You know what I'm saying? Like Christ did.
Yeah.
See, Christ overcame. He overcame the world. The world, the flesh, and the devil. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to overcome this world.
So because we got grace on us, you say we're in a new covenant because we got grace on us and we can be born again every day, every time we repent. So that means we're in a new covenant. But you do admit that we're not all the way in it.
Yeah,
that's
we're not all
the
way in it.
You know, explain. So if we're shielded and be made brand new through you know, God's commandments that's just like trying to kill us, basically, you know, point the finger at us. Oh, you ain't perfect, right? That's God's commandments. And when we break one, we can repent and we got grace and we don't, you know, get the, you know, the judgment for breaking that sin, you know, is not on us because of grace, right? And so because we got this force field around us, you know, the Holy Spirit, and so because of all of that right there, you say that we're in a new covenant. Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
We just, it's just everything that's described about the new covenant doesn't apply to us yet, but we still in it because we got grace in that force field. And the Holy Spirit is over us. Gotcha.
Yeah, everything haven't came yet. All the benefits haven't came yet. He only gave us some of it. He only gave us.
What I was saying, because we got darts still raining down on us, you know, those darts are the commandments, and Christ is that umbrella, and we got this force field that we can repent and all that that Christ gave us, is because Christ is under the old covenant with us. And that the new, it hasn't started yet because Christ ain't got back yet. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying that when he do, we going to go from under God's commandments like that. Instead, those God commandments are going to come from our mouths now because it's going to be in our heart. And we're going to be like Christ, and his commandments are going to come out of our mouth. We're going to be perfect like Christ. And it's going to be under the people that don't have all what we got, holy, glorified bodies. It's going to rain down on them now, okay, out of our bodies. You see what I'm saying?
That's
Right. You're basically saying we under the curses of Deuteronomy in the new covenant. That's what you're saying, brother. And I was saying, brother, we're all still under the old covenant. Even Christ is with us under the old covenant. The Holy Spirit is our force field under it.
Yeah.
You see, that's what I'm saying. And the new one is when he comes back. Then we got that day he comes back and forevermore. Is the new covenant, right? And we got hopes of that one day, you know.
Yeah.
But I was describing that force field that's under us. It's under the old covenant. We got this force field, which is to me is the Holy Spirit. So if I was to, you know, God forbid, get me a pig and slaughter it and make some pork chops for me and the family, you know what I'm saying? Hot sauce on it, and I'm just like, what am I doing, right? And I repent. I get on my knees, and I ask God for forgiveness, you know. I got, instead of getting a direct lightning bolt, cat, you know, killing me dead for doing all that, I'm just saying, you know, the judgment, right, for breaking that sin. It's Christ, that umbrella and that force field, man. What we got, because we're under the old field. You see what I'm saying? In the new covenant.
He brought some of the died on the cross for our sins. He brought some of the stuff in the new covenant. To us, you know what I'm saying? Even though we still under some of the old covenant laws, the Bible said he died one time for the sins of the world. You see, you can do that under the new old covenant. You can only do that under the new covenant. That's why he had to come. You know what I'm saying?
Say it again. What can we do now again? Say it again for me.
I said that when Christ died on the cross, he can do that on he, 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 he can he can uh He died to fulfill all the stuff that in the old covenant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fulfill everything talking about him doing what he is. Yeah, his mission.
The sacrifices and stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
That's the
umbrella. Right.
Yeah. So he had to come to do that. He had to do that. See what I'm saying? If he wouldn't have done that, we wouldn't have no salvation. See what I'm saying?
All right. What is salvation, brother?
Huh?
Salvation. What is salvation?
Salvation is
okay. But there's two understandings of salvation, and I love them both. Salvation is one is the second death, right?
Yep.
Being saved from the second death, right? But another salvation is to be rescued from our enemies.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? We got saved from the second death if we believe in Christ, right? That's when you hear folks say they're saved. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But we are not saved from our enemies.
Not yet.
In the new covenant, are we saved from our enemies in the new covenant? Watch you say no.
You know, in the new covenant? No.
Yeah.
No.
See those, Andy?
No.
This is so crazy, man. I mean, I ain't going to say crazy. I'm sorry. Excuse me, man. That's just what you believe, and I understand. I respect it, bro. I'm just confused, man. Okay? I'm trying to get it together.
Look at this. Let me show you something right quick. Go to Deuteronomy.
All right, I'm in Deuteronomy.
28, let's see. Let me see. Try to find it right quick. Yeah, there it is right here. 46. Read 46. Yeah, read.
And they
shall
be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever.
See that? So we got the. We still got to finish out our punishment. We haven't finished out our punishment. You know what I'm saying? Cause you still punishing us for what our forefathers done. You see what I'm saying? That's why they sin. They both
under the old covenant?
Yeah.
But now the old covenant is done away with now, right?
I know, but we still got to pay the price because they sin. You see what I'm saying? We still got the consequences for sin. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We're paying for our ancestors' mistakes now because of what they done.
Okay.
We gotta finish that out. I don't know how long it's gonna be.
Well, until Christ returns, right?
Yeah, until he returns, that's when it's gonna be over with. So until he returns,
the Gentiles are gonna rule the world until Christ returns. So the Gentiles are part of this new covenant as well.
Yeah, we just gotta wait till Christ come back, man. That's our only answer. He gonna
did say he made a new covenant with the house of Israel and Judah.
He made a new covenant with us, yeah. But we're not all the way in it.
But everybody else in the new covenant with us. I know.
We just got to understand that we don't have all the blessings right now. We're not on top.
Right.
We're on the bottom. We're the borrowers. We're not the lenders. That's a curse. You know what I'm saying? So Christ got to come and turn that around. You know?
Right.
Simple as that. He got to turn that around.
Yeah.
I hear you,
brother. I'm still learning, man. So much to still learn.
Yeah.
Okay.
You meant to say that.
Well, I'm going to go and end this show, brother. I'm going to go and end this show because you done gave me a lot to meditate on, man. All right?
Yeah.
Anything you want to say to me, man, before I end the show?
No, just get better, man, and, you know, stay in the scriptures. Ask for more
understanding.
He'll get it to you. Wisdom and understanding.
Right.
That's what we need. That's all.
Yeah, well, you ought to give me a holler, man. We go for scriptures together, man. We ain't just got to be on the show to do it. You can call me anytime, man. Especially now that I done had a heart attack, man. I'm at the house. Okay. You can call me anytime, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
all
not
right,
working
then,
at the moment. Okay.
So you off work for now?
Yeah, I can't work right now, brother.
Yeah, you got to get some rest, man. Get some rest. Take advantage of this situation and get some rest, you know what I'm saying? Stay in the scriptures, you know, study. So
right on.
Hopefully I give me an opportunity, give you a little space. You can study more. You know.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So I got a lot to
meditate on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what's
all right,
up. That's what's up, baby. All right. Shalom
all right,
to
then.
You, man. I'm gonna leave with a song. But I'll catch up with you, brother.
Okay. Shalom.
All right. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Well, there you have it. There you have it, family. I'm just trying to figure things out, y'all. I came that close to death, man, and I'm just meditating. All right, but I tell you what, man. I'm just thankful for everything He's blessed me with, and my children. And I pray that my children follow my path. They are so young. But, hey, I'm leaving things like this that maybe they can meditate on it and see where they pop was at, you know, in the thinking, you know. So when they get up into adulthood, they could, you know, pick up where I left off, man. I guess that's what it's really about, you know. Anyway, y'all, that's where I'm at to this very day. And I almost lost my life just last week, right? Okay, so with that being said, I'm gonna end it with one of my favorites. All right, you know what? I think I want to play, let's see here, that Hezekiah song, man. I mean, I'm just really loving that song. You know what? No. This one describes me better. that Never Fold by Eastside Burgundy. Yeah. In the show from right here. This describes my mindset right now.
Infantry. Yeah. One thing I learned from Peter one time, never deny. Tempted to catch amnesia sometimes, never deny. Even when my faith will come a crime,
yeah. I never deny. When I confess, I put my neck on the line. I never deny.
Yeah. I told you I would never fold, even in the cold. I never lose my hope, back against the ropes. The sun's flower from the concrete is where I rose. It's just perspective, ain't no location for highs and lows. I can't believe the lie no more, the truth is in my soul. Holy Spirit, hold my pen, I'm writing with a ghost. The war is on, my hands are up, I'm fighting on 10 toes. I ain't come this far, I fight this hard to make myself known. And I can't switch sides no more, the fork is in the road, yo. And I'm trying to eat, yo, my plate garnished with goals. I keep my faith to Yahweh, keep subscribing to the cold. Through grace, I'm hanging in there like a closet full of clothes. It's nothing you can promise me to leave that light alone. It's honesty over me trying to be like these clones. I can't turn my faculties over for their control. Them are those who want us dead or either on parole. Never know what rejection is until you've been opposed. Won't understand God's reflection till they fill you with holes. I share my views and get accused of me trying to impose. They push their views through schools and news shows. Persecute the youth for drug use and then powder their nose. Lies and fabricated truths, but how will we know? Unless the Father left us clues inside a book of quotes to show the greatest of all time is a lamb and not a goat. Oh.
One thing I learned from Peter one time. Never deny. Tempted to catch amnesia sometimes. Never deny. Even when my faith will come a crime, I never deny. When I confess, I put my neck on the line. I never deny.
Yeah. I'ma do this right, that's a sacrifice. They can miss me with the fame, miss me with the hype. You want me to play a game with the things I write. But I was never into playing games with my life. They say there's money on the line and I'm holding the dice. But I have no price, my soul to God, my body cold as ice. Now some might play dumb for 20,000 likes, yeah. But what everybody like won't help me sleep at night, no. Am I called or am I not called to be salt and light, yeah. Did I use God to get me to the table? Now I'm like, I can't reach a broader audience by saying Christ, So I'm supposed to start avoiding him all day and night, huh? Do I have the Holy Spirit or poltergeist? Yeah, I slimmed down, not from New Orleans, I'm still a soldier right here. This is spiritual warfare that I'm supposed to fight. In Jehovah's sight, all my sin is the oversight. Yeah, my feet planted on a rock like soda and ice. When the money low, I'm still on go, his grace will suffice. There will come a time I can't purchase the merchandise. Keep this six absent from my flesh, that's a word of advice. Chasing bags to get you tagged like Judas type. It's more than just a ticket on your head for running through the light. Yeah, careful not to worship the golden calf. Don't deny, never get caught running with the bullseye like Pippin and Mike. Ah.
One thing I learned from Peter one time. Never deny. Tempted to catch amnesia sometimes. Never deny. Even when my faith will come a crime, I never deny. When I confess, I put my neck on the line. I never deny.
The Father, he gon' tell the children what nobody knows. He'll paint the picture with the scripture if we listen close. Give me lesson, give me blessing all throughout my walls. What should've killed me has built me and made me whole. What should've killed me has built me, I'll never fall. What should've killed me has built me, I'm solid gold. What should've killed me has built me, I won't sell my soul. What should've killed me has built me, I'm fully known. No, and ain't nobody tell me it be like this, no. Got the pressure on me, but I won't quit, no. There's an open door, but I won't dip, though. Cause the Holy Spirit told me don't trip, yo. I got you. That's why I never fold. I got you. Don't ever let me go. Never let me go. Don't ever let me go. Don't ever let me go. That's why I never fall.